When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, breaking news, El Salvador to inaugurate Bitcoin City, backed by $1 billion in Bitcoin bonds, as President Nayib Bukele shares here. So today I want to announce that we are going to build the first Bitcoin City. In Bitcoin City, we'll have digital and technological education, geothermal energy for the entire city, and efficient and sustainable public transport. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Bitcoin evangelist Max Keiser says CBDCs give the state greater powers of surveillance, quoting the Bitcoin OG right here. CBDCs are basically a worse version of the current fiat money system. It's centralized and gives the government more surveillance powers. Savings are out of the question. Also in today's show, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and four altcoins are witnessing mass adoption as crypto market targets $200 trillion market cap, says macro guru Raul Powell. Quoting him here from a new interview, crypto is the fastest growing adoption in any technology in all recorded history. We're going to go from 150 million users to a billion users in 3.5 years. It's going to go from $2 trillion to a $200 trillion asset class, probably in 10 years. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor discusses Bitcoin becoming a $100 trillion asset class and says Bitcoin will grow 100x. Quoting the Giga Chad right here, it's pretty clear that Bitcoin is winning, gold is losing, and it's going to continue. It's pretty clear digital gold is going to replace gold this decade. And at the end of the decade, Bitcoin will have flipped gold, and then it will flip monetary indexes, a little bit of bonds, a little bit of real estate, a little bit of equity, and emerge as a $100 trillion asset class. So 100x of where it is right now. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, ETH, and some of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green, while some are correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at iTrust.CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at iTrust.CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts, and happy Sunday. We have some breaking news to share with you. Check it. El Salvador continues to lead the Bitcoin adoption drive as President Nayib Bukele, shout out to Nayib, announces the launch of Bitcoin City, which will be funded initially by $1 billion in Bitcoin bonds. That's right. The initiative was first announced by Bukele at El Salvador's Bitcoin Week conference, which sought to celebrate Bitcoin's mainstream adoption in the country and increase its citizens' participation. And here's the official announcement translated into English. I thought we had to make a big announcement in this Bitcoin week. So today I want to announce that we are going to build the first Bitcoin City. Let's freaking go. In Bitcoin City, we will have digital and technological education, geothermal energy for the entire city, and efficient and sustainable public transport. Now, the development of Bitcoin City will see the proactive involvement of prominent crypto companies, including crypto exchange Bitfinex and Adam Back's Blockstream. And according to the Bitfinex CTO, Paolo Arduino, the exchange will support El Salvador's Bitcoin City initiative by launching a securities platform to hold the Bitcoin bonds. He shared the following. The platform will soon be home home to many local and foreign digital asset offerings, developing new digital asset regulation for the country. El Salvador, Bitfinex, and Blockstream are making history together. So as you can see, this is massive news. The president envisions Bitcoin City to become a fully functional city with residential areas, shopping centers, restaurants, a port, everything around Bitcoin. And moreover, the residents will be subject to only value-added tax, which is pretty cool. And according to Bukele, will be used to pay the municipality's bonds for the rest of the public infrastructure and city maintenance. And at the conference, Blockstream's chief security officer, Samson Mo, clarified the feasibility of sourcing the $1 billion in Bitcoin bonds, quoting him here, "With Bitfinex, they have a lot of whales. I don't see a problem filling up the $1 billion Bitcoin bond." And he also shares here, translating this into English, "El Salvador is on its way to being the Singapore of Latin America. Let's freaking go." Mo also informed the citizens that the $500 million worth of Bitcoin bonds will be subject to a five-year lockup period, effectively taking away the invested capital out of the global circulation. And in addition, the entrepreneur explained how a tenfold increase in similar initiatives from other countries will eventually take away half of Bitcoin's 21 million market cap out of circulation. Let's go Bitcoin supply shock. And soon after Bitcoin's mainstream adoption, the El Salvador government has been reinvesting unrealized gains into various infrastructure development projects. Early November, Bukele announced that the surplus earned from the state's Bitcoin trust account will be used for constructing 20 new schools. Quoting him here, "When this project was started, we had not made so much money in our state Bitcoin trust account as we have made now. So we have decided to make the first 20 Bitcoin schools." And in mid-October, the government of El Salvador reinvested $4 million from the profits of their Bitcoin trust to construct a new veterinary hospital in the capital of San Salvador. So there you have it. Let's go mass Bitcoin adoption. Shout out to Bukele and El Salvador. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin evangelist Max Kaiser says CBDCs give the state greater powers of surveillance, as well as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and four alts are witnessing mass adoption as the crypto market targets a $200 trillion market cap, says macro guru Raoul Powell, as well as MicroStrategy CEO discusses Bitcoin becoming a $100 trillion asset class and says Bitcoin will grow 100x. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin back in the green, up 1% for the day, trading just above $59,100. We have ETH also up 1%, trading just above $4,300. Avalanche up a whopping 18%, trading at $138. CRO also pumping, up 16%, trading at 65 cents. Solana, Cardano, XRP, Binance Coin, and SHIB are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin OG Max Kaiser, shout out to Max and Stacy of the Kaiser Report and Orange Pill Pod, spoke on Thursday at the Bitcoin conference in El Salvador about the role central bank digital currencies, better known as CBDCs, may play in our society's monetary future and the implications for Bitcoin. And quoting Max Kaiser right here, "CBDCs are basically a worse version of the current fiat money system," Kaiser added. "It's centralized and gives the governments more surveillance power. Savings are out of the question." Kaiser went on to explain how CBDCs might end up giving central banks and governments too much power, threatening people's privacy and freedom. The Bitcoin bull questioned whether central banks' efforts to create a digital duplicate of the fiat currency are in the best interest of the people. You and I both know that answer. Absolutely not, fam. They would not enable crooks to keep 90% of every dollar they steal if they cared about the people. Preach. And the speaker then explained how Bitcoin allows consumers to save and spend money whenever and however they want, unlike CBDCs and the monetary policy tools accessible to governments. And quoting Max again here, "I regard Bitcoin as the next guillotine." He continued, "Instead of decapitating them, we'll decapitate and defund them. They love their fiat money and will print it to insolvency. However, do keep in mind that inhabitants of least favored countries already face this reality. People in impoverished countries are utilizing Bitcoin to preserve their savings and avoid an oppressive and sanctioning banking system." And by the end of the panel, Max Kaiser's tone had shifted, focusing on Bitcoin itself rather than the sound monetary system's possibilities. He discussed how Bitcoin fosters peaceful opposition in a free society. Quoting the Bitcoin OG again here, "Violence and coercion don't work," Kaiser stated. "We are going to be more human than we've ever been, with the hardest money ever, where the interaction is about equality." So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin, ETH, and four alts are witnessing mass adoption as the crypto market targets a $200 trillion market cap, says macro guru Raoul Powell, as well as MicroStrategy CEO discusses Bitcoin becoming a $100 trillion asset class and says Bitcoin will grow 100x. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.6 trillion with $102 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 42.2%, with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, favorite. We have Oasis Network leading the pack, up 30% for the day and 70% for the week, trading at 38 cents. Gala up 25% for the day and 410% for the week, trading at 47 cents. And Avalanche up 18% for the day and almost 45% for the week, trading at $138. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, this is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 49 out of 100 in neutral. Yesterday was a 43, last week a 74, and last month a 75 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro guru Raul Powell, shout out to Raul, remains very bullish on Bitcoin, Ether, and four large altcoins as crypto continues to see adoption on a global scale. In a new interview on business and entrepreneurial YouTube channel GoCo Group, Powell says he expects the total crypto market cap to rise 100x in the coming years on the back of exponential adoption. Quoting him here, crypto is the fastest growing adoption in any technology in all recorded history. We're going to go from 150 million users to a billion users in 3.5 years. It's going to go from $2 trillion to a $200 trillion asset class probably in 10 years. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And according to Powell, he's looking at six crypto assets, which he thinks has the most solid potential based on their fundamentals. Quoting him again here, what you do is look at these cryptocurrencies and say, how many people are using it? Is that network growing and are people building stuff on it? If you can answer those questions with yes, then you've got a good investment. The ones I see that are in right now are Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, Terra, and probably Polkadot or Avalanche. Those are the ones with larger market caps. We're seeing real use cases, a lot of people adopting it, and lots of people developing applications on it. For those that want to keep things stupid simple, Powell says investors should take a closer look at Ethereum, as he shows here. Just take Ethereum. Ethereum is like the internet of money. It is like the software platform that everything is being built on, and it may not go up the most, but it's going to go up a hell of a lot because it's got massive network effects. It's easy to understand. It's easy to trade. It's easy to buy. It's liquid, and you don't have to learn too many new things. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview entitled, "This Cryptocurrency Will Take Over Bitcoin with Raul Powell," check the show notes below the video in the description. Also like to point out, Raul Powell's year-end price prediction for Ethereum is 20,000 and his peak cycle prediction likely in quarter one of next year is $40,000 per ETH. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Real Vision CEO. And before I break down our final story of the day, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor discusses Bitcoin becoming a $100 trillion asset class and says Bitcoin will grow 100x. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, I'm also on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. If you're not in my crypto Telegram chat, what are you doing with your life? But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The CEO of MicroStrategy says that Bitcoin will emerge as a $100 trillion asset class and will grow 100x from where it is today. He says that the cryptocurrency is winning against gold as a store of value, and he is not worried about regulation. As he shares here, I am not at all troubled with the regulations that's going on right now. Now, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor talked about the future outlook for Bitcoin in a new interview with CNBC on Friday. He discussed the institutional adoption of Bitcoin, crypto regulation, market volatility, gold versus Bitcoin, and Bitcoin as the world's dominant digital asset and safe haven investment. His company currently holds 114,042 BTC. He was asked whether he is going to keep stacking Bitcoin at the current price or wait for a further pullback, and he replied, "We're going to keep stacking forever." Very powerful words. And on the topic of Bitcoin versus gold, Saylor was asked whether he thinks Bitcoin has replaced or will replace or is in the process of replacing gold as a store of value for most investors, noting the advantages of Bitcoin over gold, such as the ease of transfer and the low storage costs. He shared the following, "It's pretty clear that Bitcoin is winning, gold is losing, and it's going to continue. It's pretty clear that digital gold is going to replace gold this decade." And regarding regulation, including the controversial crypto provision and the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, Saylor said, "I'm not at all troubled with the regulations that's going on right now." He explained explained the safe havens for institutions is to use Bitcoin as a store of value, emphasizing that Bitcoin is the only ethical, technical, and legal safe haven in the entire crypto ecosystem. The pro-Bitcoin MicroStrategy boss noted that the crypto regulation that is being discussed in Washington will have an impact on security tokens, which are DeFi, decentralized finance, crypto exchanges, and all the other use cases of crypto that are not Bitcoin. But all right, now let's discuss this 100x Bitcoin price target. Saylor was also asked what he expects in terms of a realistic price target for Bitcoin and whether he sees Bitcoin being worth $1 million a coin someday. And he replied, if Bitcoin doubles every year, then at the end of the decade, it will have flipped gold, and then it will flip monetary indexes, a little bit of bonds, a little bit of real estate, a little bit of equity, and emerge as a $100 trillion asset class. So 100x of where it is right now. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Giga Chad. And he continues, when we get there, it'll be 5 to 7% of the worldwide economy. The US dollar will probably replace 150 currencies. Maybe there'll be only 2 or 3 left. There might be the euro, the CNY, and the dollar. Everything else is going to disappear. And then Bitcoin will be the world's monetary index. If you simply want to keep your money and you don't want to express a credit sentiment or an equity sentiment or some property or real estate sentiment. And lastly, Saylor was asked how countries will react to the scenario he described and whether Bitcoin is unstoppable or whether getting to the point he described will depend on governments. And he affirmed, I think Bitcoin is unstoppable as digital property. I agree 100%. Now he proceeded to explain that there will still be classes for countries. The communist countries such as North Korea will not give you property rights and will not let you own anything, he described. Adding that they will probably ban it. The second category comprises countries with weak currencies. They will have capital controls. They will let you own it, but they don't want you to exchange it or trade it, Saylor noted. He then pointed out, it's not illegal to own Bitcoin in China. They just don't want you to move billions of dollars out of their economy. And the third category comprises Western nations that have strong currencies like the US dollar. Of course, it's going to be deemed property, Saylor said. You will pay capital gains tax when you sell it. And to watch this entire interview with Michael Saylor on CNBC, check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know your thoughts surrounding Bitcoin becoming a $100 trillion asset class. And if Bitcoin was the 100x in value from here, we're talking about a $6 million BTC. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, El Salvador to inaugurate Bitcoin City backed by $1 billion in Bitcoin bonds, as well as Bitcoin evangelist Max Keiser says CBDCs give the state greater powers of surveillance, as well as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and four alts are witnessed in mass adoption as the crypto market targets a $200 trillion market cap, says macro guru Raul Powell. As well as MicroStrategy CEO discusses Bitcoin becoming a $100 trillion asset class and says Bitcoin will grow 100x. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, our very own Katie Lux wrote, a truly awesome effort to do this every day, JV. Superb job, mate. Still making it hard to go to 98,000 end of month, I reckon. Get off yo lazy butt, bitty baby. Let's freaking go. Stock the flow is a long way off at this point. Smash like, fam. Peace and love, JV, the legendary crypto news alerts. Fan club, let's go, bitty baby. Haha, love that one. Thanks for your support. Bitcoin to the moon. Let's freaking go. And our next feature comment of the day comes from Quan Long, who wrote, I love these episodes. When we learn how certain indicators work, $1 million worth of game. And I responded, cheers, Quan. I appreciate you tuning in, fam. HODL. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day, we have BitBud quoting Satoshi Nakamoto, when there are multiple double spent versions of the same transaction, one and only one will become valid. Cheers to that, fam. Satoshi for the win. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.